We're here now with Robert Giannini. He's a candidate for Sandpoint City Council. Robert, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Robert is 48 years old. He's lived in Sandpoint for 2 years. And by occupation, he is an Army reservist and also works at Home Depot. And with that...
Yes, and Robert, again, thank you for coming in. So we're going to start out with some questions. Among the many issues facing the city of Sandpoint at present, what do you consider the most important issues and why?
First issue I'd like to talk about is equal employment opportunities. Seems to be a shortage of entry-level positions here. There's some, I guess, some lower wage jobs are available. But there's more, I see more and more help wanted signs out and about in the streets as I walk around. So it's a good sign that there's some improvement there.
Any other major issues that would be looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. Entry-level housing also. I noticed that there's more people here than there are affordable housing. So that's another issue that we need to focus in and try and find some, solve the problem of that. As well as traffic congestion. Recently, in the past year or so, it seems like there's been a lot more traffic in town. Could be from a variety of reasons. I think that they did change the traffic pattern a while ago. There's also a lot of road construction going on. So I guess until they do finish the road construction, we don't know exactly why it's being caused.
Okay. Dig in on a couple of those issues in a little more depth. But first, we want to ask about an issue that's come up actually just recently. The University of Idaho has announced that it's going to sell its 77-acre property on North Boyer. And the city's been conducting workshops and meetings to collect input on possible changes to the comprehensive plan that would guide the development of that 77 acres. Do you have a position on how this property might be used or on the process the city has underway, has already started to consider the use of that property?
I spoke with a few people about that, and it was two options I heard more than once. One was some affordable housing to be put in that area, and also maybe a vocational technical school. I heard it was back during the elections, levy for the schools. I know one thing they brought up was bringing a vocational school into this area, so it gives people that aren't college bound an opportunity to do something else, become a blue collar worker and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another subject, the new grandstands at Memorial Field were completed this year, and with a dedicated 5-year 1% sales tax for their construction, it actually produced revenue that is over and above what they needed for the grandstands. So the city is now considering a replacement to the turf with either upgrade grass turf, artificial turf, or a hybrid. Do you have a position on this, and what would that be?
Not really. I think that maybe a natural turf might be better, just by less maintenance, probably cost less money in the long run. But that's what I think. Unless it's unsafe. I'm not really sure if it's a safety issue or not, but I think the natural turf would be fine.
Okay, here's a follow-up question on parks. If the sales tax revenue actually produces more revenue, that's going to be dedicated to additional park projects. Do you have any park projects you'd like to see the city pursue? In particular, the city is exploring right now a new master plan for City Beach. Do you have any ideas for potential changes, additions, or development, or just leave City Beach as it is?
I like City Beach the way it is personally. I think it's big enough. Only maybe some more parking would probably be something that's sometime in the summertime is kind of find the parking spots in there. But besides that, it's great where it is now, I believe.
Alrighty. You've already mentioned jobs as a subject or an issue that you think is very important for the city to be aware of. So let's get into that a little bit more and how it affects our local economy. How would you describe the economy of Sandpoint today? What role do you see the city council mayor play in creating a healthy local economy to foster growth of living wage jobs in Sandpoint?
Well, like I said earlier, I think that there is some growth, it seems like, as far as job opportunities in the area. I think steady, slow growth probably better than a large influx where you get too many people and or too many jobs and then not enough people to fill those jobs and then it creates more problems. But I think steady growth is the key to producing a better, healthy economy.
Okay. It's kind of a economy related job here. I mean, question here is about the fiber optic system that the city's already been working on. And a lot of people consider that important to attract and retain companies as well as benefit residential users with a fiber optic high-speed internet system. Do you feel like this is an important project that the city should be pursuing? And if so, what do you think about the process up to this point to get a service in place?
Honestly, I think that having high-speed internet is not that critical of a factor to bring in business here. I think that finding people, qualified workers and actual jobs is going to bring I think more high-tech jobs to the area. I think internet is not really the answer, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, you've already mentioned that affordable housing is an issue from your idea. How do you think the city should address this, and do you have any ideas or plans of how that can be done?
Yeah, affordable housing in an area like desirable area like this is always going to be a challenge. A lot of people want to live up here because of the quality of life and the people that live up here. We just got to find creative ways to find somewhere to live, whether it be finding a roommate or staying home a little longer with your family if you live here already, just think outside the box on the other idea, because it is expensive here to live here, to find somewhere, a good place to live. And buying is becoming more and more a challenge for people that are living up here.
Okay. Here's an issue you mentioned as well earlier, but let's dive into it a little bit more. The Sandpoint downtown traffic underwent a major realignment from one-way streets to two-way streets. And now we're going to swing into a next phase of a related process, which is to do a downtown redesign that will include widening sidewalks and putting in stormwater swales and other design changes that will start next summer with Cedar Street and will eventually include First Avenue. What is your position on these changes to downtown? Do you like the new traffic alignment? And the plans for the redesign? And then a corollary question is parking. Do you think downtown parking is adequate, or would you like to push for changes in parking that might help increase parking?
Okay, yeah, as a city grows, you're gonna find more challenge with traffic and parking. One solution I would think is just riding a bike to work once in a while or taking a spot bus, because those options are available and it's not that big of a place. You can't get around without a bicycle pretty easily. As far as the changes, I do like that there's actually traffic going in both directions, but I think it's a little, people need to get used to it, I guess, is the thing. I think it's probably a good idea.
Increasing train traffic, specifically trains transporting coal and volatile oil, has become an issue locally and regionally with citizens who identify environmental and public safety threats. Do you feel this is an important issue for city officials? And if so, what actions do you advocate?
I haven't done a lot in this area. I don't really know much about it as far as the any public safety threats. Per se, I'd have to see some impact studies and then find out exactly what the issues are before I comment on that. Thanks.
Okay. Well, that's mainly all of our issue-oriented questions, but we do have three more final questions here, three-part question. If you were elected, how much time would you be able to devote to the position?
I would just be able to spend an adequate amount of time, no matter what the issue was. I'd be able to focus on. If it takes an hour of my time, I'll spend an hour. If it takes 3 days, I'll take 3 days. Depends on what the issues are, really. It's hard to nail down a number as far as how long I'm going to spend on an issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess as long as it takes to get informed and make a correct decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many city council meetings have you attended in the past couple of years?
I've been to three, mainly because I work evenings. So when I'm work, is it actually when the meetings are going on? Mm-hmm. But I have been to three of them.
Okay. And finally, why did you decide to throw your hat and run for public office?
I think it's because I've done a lot of volunteer work my entire life, ever since like in the 80s. You know, I did recycling volunteer work. And then in college, I did volunteer work for abused kids. And I also joined the military for 20 years, volunteered for that. I was a big brother for 8 years in Hawaii when I lived out there. So when I go to different places, I'll do some kind of volunteer work to help the community out. And Sandpoint's a great place, and I love it here, and I like to make it a better place.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your ideas, and you're running for City Council of Sandpoint. That's Robert Jodney?
Jidney.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And if someone wanted to get a hold of you to ask you more questions or to, you know, have a conversation, is there a way?
Yeah, I've got a phone number. It's 208-290-7639.
So they can just leave a message and you'll get back to them.
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.